Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. This week's toy is one that I thought I was going to be able to say is in stock now, but you know what? It's not. So that's on you. You bought it. Good for you. And I'm going to pull up the page here to confirm that we didn't have any others show up. Basically, last week we just got Star Wars The Black Series 6-inch figures, Wave 2. And last week on the podcast, my box showed up just as I was recording last week's podcast. I've opened the figures, they're great, and they were in stock up until at least yesterday, maybe even early this morning. We have more on the way. New orders are being taken at this time, so if you missed the case, you can order it now. I've been posting on Twitter, you should order it, just saying. The new wave is all new or mostly new, depending on what you already bought. Greedo, Han Solo, Boba Fett, and Slave Leia are your four figures, and they are good. If you collect Marvel Legends or DC Universe Classics, you have a rough idea of what to expect. They're larger, they have a lot more going on. Some figures are loaded with accessories and articulation, some are just pretty good. Greedo is the one we revealed over the summer, and it is pretty good. The vest is removable, you can take off his holster, the belt, and he has a small gun that can fit into it. That's the extent of accessories. I've read some people lamenting the fact that he only has this and nothing else. But he does include absolutely everything in the movie that he came with. Short of an alternate torso, like blast marks on it, or a dead head, I don't know what else you'd put with this figure. It's based largely on existing Hasbro deco, depending on which pictures you see. Greedo's shoe color and shoe style change. Sideshows look a little bit more like boots. Sometimes the sometimes the color is a little bit closer to the yellow stripe on the jacket. The jacket looks great. It's really dirty, which I don't understand. But you can take that vest off. The articulation is great. It's better than any 3¾-inch Greedo figure. Each knee is double-jointed. The ankles are those new rocker ankles the kids all love. Each hand can bend and swivel at the wrist, so you can have him wave. It's pretty neat. The head itself is very good, except I don't like the eye shape. It's a little bit more oval than it should be. Every Greedo collectible I've ever seen has round eyes, and this one has more of an oval shape. It's still not bad. It's still pretty nice looking. Depending on how you pose them, maybe it won't even bother you. It's something, you know, if you're a fan of this stuff, as long as I have, you know that basically every licensed collectible that gets made, there's going to be something you can nitpick about it. They're going to be good, and they're going to be great, and there's always room for improvement. I've never seen anything I can call perfect. This comes really close, like so close. And if they ever resculpt the head, it will be probably the best Greedo action figure we will see in our lifetime. I couldn't say that about any 3¼-inch ones, because they're all pretty good. The first one in the 70s was the wrong outfit. I like it for what it is, but that's why I said it was wrong. The 1996 version had a very small head. The coloring was a little off, but it looked good. And then in 1999, we got the Comtech chip one, which was pretty great. Articulation could be a little bit better, but it was a big improvement at the time. It felt like one of the best ones we'd ever see. It was repainted a couple of times, and then a few years later, in 2000, I want to say 6, it might be 7, I think it was 6, yeah, it was 2006, Greedo came out on a vintage card back, and he had this giant vest that was cloth and just way too big for him. Other than that, it was really good, and it could have been the best Greedo ever. This guy wins, I think, the Black Series one. Get this one. More mini bust, but we don't sell those anymore, so get the Black Series Greedo. Han Solo is similar to Greedo, almost perfect. It is astonishingly great how amazing the figure's body is. Head's pretty good. Head's got blue eyes. Harrison Ford's got brown eyes. Every Han Solo figure I have has brown eyes. Still the best Han Solo figure I own. Because I know it's annoying to hear, but people will nitpick and throw things at me if I don't point out, you know, there's a little, it's almost perfect. It's really, really, really good. And it's better than any other Han Solo. When I got this figure, I could not put it down for probably an hour. I was just sitting there on the couch, futzing with it and trying it out and posing it in all kinds of different ways. Like, you can have him with his arm sitting like he's at a bench at the bar. You can have him posing his gun like an action shot. He has two sets of hands and two different belts. One is a traditional holster. The other one's a stormtrooper belt. He has a regular gun and a stormtrooper gun, both of which fit into the respective holsters. The regular hands work great, hold the gun, no problem. He also has gloved hands, so he can tinker with the Falcon, and those are great, and they have bend and swivel and all that stuff too. It's the best Han Solo figure your money can buy. He has a removable vest, and Hasbro should be applauded. And if they do a running change, I'll applaud some more and buy it again. Head's pretty good. Harrison Ford's face at this point, I think, it must not be possible to capture at this scale, because I haven't seen a perfect one yet. I think it was Figma just announced an Indiana Jones figure this week. And it's the same thing. It's Indiana Jones-y, but it's not Harrison Ford-y, if that makes sense. And this Han Solo is very Han Solo-y. It's as Han Solo-y as Han Solo figures get. Great joint. There's a cut joint at thigh, double jointed knees, ball jointed ankles, ball jointed elbows, ball jointed shoulders. There's a pivot joint in the torso. It's very well disguised. So the figure looks good. It can be posed well. I think Hasbro, this is the figure to beat. I mean, I like a lot of the other figures in this wave, but I'm trying to think if Hasbro will make a better one. The pictures just got out this week of Black Series Bespin Luke, and he looks good, but Han Solo's got way more stuff with him, so Han Solo's better. Han Solo is great. Wave 2 is a shining example of what the Black Series can aspire to be over the next few years. Boba Fett is the next figure. He is good. It's the same figure sold at Comic-Con without the Han Solo and Carbonite in a new box. He has two guns, a backpack, cloth cape. The rangefinder is not articulated like some of the 3¾-inch figures. He has double-jointed knees and ball-jointed everything else. He's great. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. There's been some nitpicking. I've had some people tweet at me complaining that I'm not hard on it enough for the posts I made because I said I liked it. He has a gray bodysuit. Depending on what lighting you look at in the photos, Boba Fett in The Empire Strikes Back, which is the figure this is based on, has a bluish tint to his bodysuit. But in many of the stills and in the movie itself, if you look at him, it looks gray. So it's one of those weird situations where it's like Han's jacket. Is it blue in The Empire Strikes Back? Is it black? Or is it brown? And depending on how you look at it, the answer is going to vary. Most people who grew up in the 1980s are going to tell you it's blue. In 1997, when Galoob made theirs, it was black. And I even, back then, I wrote a letter to Galoob and I said, hey, why is it black? And they go, oh, Lucasfilm said it's black. Han always wears black, according to Lucasfilm. It's like, oh, okay. So it was black. And, you know, Boba Fett's kind of the same way. If you look at the figures over the years, the color of the bodysuit does vary from figure to figure. Return of the Jedi release in 2003 had either a blue or a green bodysuit. So this is a source of much debate. And depending on your diorama or aesthetic needs, each figure serves a different purpose. It would not surprise me to see a Boba Fett running change someday. But it's weird because it's like, okay, it's wrong, but it looks perfect. So who cares? I mean, I know it sounds flippant, but I love this figure. It turned out really, really well. Bend and swivel wrists. The arms have a good range of movement for all the bulk. It's not perfect, but you can get both hands on the rifle so we can aim it at somebody's head, and that's all I can ask for. The holster works for the smaller gun. Depending on the reference you look at, the smaller gun coloring might be wrong. I think Hasbro worked from black and white scrap, but again, it looks right. So even it never appeared on screen, and it looks correct. And to me, that's what matters. I'm not being facetious here. Someone's like, oh, he's making fun. No, I genuinely like this figure. I think it's great. If this figure came out in Japan in a Figma box and they charged you $75 for it, you'd buy it with a smile, and you'd be very, very happy to own it. Hasbro's judged on a harsher level for some reason. As collectors, we do tend to hold them to a higher standard. They do a great job. This is a great job. You should get it. Rounding out the wave is Slave Leia. My sample had a couple of dings on the face because the head is molded in brown and the flesh is painted on. The sculpt looks good. The makeup needs a little bit of work, but that's true of most lady action figures in almost any size. The articulation is excellent. The body sculpt is good. This is, I think, the Star Wars team's first... Oh, no, it is the Star Wars team's first lady figure in 6 inches. And unclothed bodies are harder to get right. If you look at the Mara Jade figures over the years, previous Slave Leia's Dagobah Luke, it's tricky. The best way to get the aesthetics right is to not add any articulation to the fleshy parts. The problem with that is collectors demand articulation. Leia has some trouble sitting in that slave pose on Jabba's throne. Hasbro got around this with a 3¼-inch figure by including an alternate set of legs. It would have been nice to have that here. The cloth piece looks like a cloth piece. It's not like folded in any special dress way. It tends to look better in plastic, but it looks okay here. Body is good. Leia is a little bit shorter at 5 inches tall. Carrie Fisher's 5'1". So this range is, for all intents and purposes, a 1/10 scale series of action figures. As far as I can tell, the heights are correct. So while it looks like she's a little person, as far as I can tell, any height she might have had in the movie might have been movie magic or standing on top of a box. I might be wrong here. Oh, and also remember, she's wearing little boots and Han's wearing big boots. So when you put them side by side, there's a noticeable difference. She includes a Weequay-style force pike and the staff that she had as a bounty hunter. So, good accessories. She has a neck chain that is a one-piece plastic chain. Sadly, it is not a metal chain like we had during Power of the Jedi, which, the more I look at it, might have been a good model for a future 6-inch figure. If Hasbro ever does a second Slave Leia, doing it with all sculpted parts, a metal chain, and almost no articulation might result in a really beautiful figure. So, I know it's counterintuitive. I'm the only person who will ever argue against more articulation in figures. But with Slave Leia, I think it could go either way. You have a very good, super articulated figure. She can sit down on a skiff if they ever make one. She stands well. She looks pretty good. It's a good attempt. And when you do figures like this, there's going to be growing pains. Because I've noticed anyway, 6-inch figures with blue skin or orange skin look great. Flesh, human flesh, is hard to get correct. No matter the color of the skin of the person, it's going to be a little tricky. And it was. But the outfit's good, the pose is good, the accessories are good. Hair hangs well if you futz with it a little bit. It took me a couple of days to get it right. I think I'm happy with it now. So overall, it's a very good wave of figures. We charge $79.99. When it's in stock, it qualifies for free shipping. It is not in stock right now, so it does not qualify for free shipping. So it's like Russian roulette. You know, you wait till it's in stock. Hey, I'd pre-order it if I were you, just because I do not anticipate this wave to be widely available at retail in the near future unless there's a huge run in wave one. Because, I shouldn't say this, but you know, if you go to a brick and mortar toy store, you will see wave one figures. Wave two, for the last couple of years, for numerous waves of action figures, has had difficulty getting out. As an online store, we're able to offer you wave two right now. So go ahead and order that. You'll like it, I think. Hope we're not tooting our own horns too much, but I believe in what we do, and I hope you do too. We want to get you your toys, and I got mine. I pre-ordered mine months ago, and I'm really excited. So here you go. Wave 3 is not up for pre-order yet, but it will include Luke Skywalker in his Bespin outfit, Revenge of the Sith Anakin, Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a plain white stormtrooper with a couple of guns. It looks great. It looks really cool. I can't wait. I heard a rumor list that says Darth Vader is going to be next year from Empire Strikes Back. I hope it's true. I really want a Darth Vader. But if they're making a Darth Vader, that means we all got to buy more stormtroopers. So I'm going to keep an eye open for cheap sandtroopers. Because, hey, I can steal guns and stuff. It'll be fun. That's all I'm going to ramble about for now. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and elsewhere. Don't forget, we have a great daily deal every week. And all in-stock orders of $50 or more, for now, limited time, we'll ship for free. So grab some Wave 1 figures if you haven't yet, because when you see Wave 2, and you will see Wave 2 when you order them, you'll want to collect them all. You'll want Wave 1. We have Wave 1 in stock. We have singles. We have cases. Cases are sets, so it's the same thing. But I highly, highly, highly recommend we get on the ground floor of this, because if Hasbro keeps this ball going, you're going to want them all. I mean, hopefully they're not going to release as many as 3¼-inch. I mean, if you were collecting in 2006, 2007, there were years with like 250 to 350 figures. If you bought all the gift sets and exclusives, oh my God, it was a lot of figures. Only 8 Black Series figures this year. Very digestible. Won't take up as much room on your shelf. I've got Greedo on my desk now. He's been here for days. I love futzing around with him. Him and Robin have been hanging out from the 1966 Batman series. So that's all I got. I know I just said that a minute ago, but I'm a liar. See you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Safe travels if you're going somewhere. Have a nice night at the movies. Most important of all, buy some toys. That's what matters. That's what's going to keep me eating. So buy some toys. See you guys next time.